Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Out of Connecticut, WTNH is reporting that state police were called to the parking lot of Amazing Intimate Essentials Adult Store at about 8 p.m. for reports of a four-year-old kid left alone in a car. Troopers found the boys reported, no parents or guardians in sight. So they went into the store, they went into the adult store, and found the kid's mom, a 25-year-old woman, along with her partner, a 28-year-old woman. Police learned the women had been inside the store for about 15 minutes.
Okay, 15.
So the mom was charged with risk of injury to a minor and leaving a kid unsupervised in a motor vehicle. The 28-year-old woman charged with leaving a kid unsupervised in a motor vehicle.
While shopping for a dildo.
Right. Although that shouldn't be part of the charge.
Right.
They might have been looking for a double dong.
They might have been.
That's my guess.
Oh, with the two girls, yeah. Probably was a double dong.
Shopping for a biracial double dong.
Buy one for the girl, the kid then, just to play with. The rubber thing, they can bang it off the wall.
With
stuff,
the suction cup they could put to the window of the car.
Right.
But they couldn't take the kid in.
You're right.
That'd be bad parenting.
Well, legally they could take the kid in probably, but you know.
I don't know.
Why do those places have to be 18
you
got to
walk in? Yeah, you may have to.
Oh, that's right. You'll be 18 to get in all these places. That's right.
They were doing the responsible thing by leaving him in the car.
If the kid could get in, he'd be right at glory hole level.
How about one of the moms stays in the car, the other one gets a dildo, and then and she comes out and says, well, I want to get something else, and she goes in.
Yeah, text pictures back and forth. How about this one?
Yeah. Yeah, I do that from the grocery store.
So many ways to dildo shop with your kid.
So many. Was a window cracked? The kid was fine.
Or just take what you're looking at inside the store and run up to the front window and hold it up and go, this one?
Well, I would think with COVID, there'd be curbside dildo delivery.
There should be.
Which is, by the way, that's fun to say.
Pretty sure you can order them online.
I know, but they have curbside for every restaurant. And you know,
Maybe there was a time crunch, Todd. Yeah, maybe they needed it. That right then.
Well, maybe they just wanted to support your local dildo shop.
True. Shop local.
Which is nice. Yeah, shop local.
Right. I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Well, now they're facing charges, and they probably arrested them before they could even buy whatever dildo they were
looking at. I love the fact that they arrested them, and there was a strap-on in their bag. What's in the bag? Well, a strap-on. That's why we're in here.
Yeah, check this out.
Can we check out before you put the cuffs on?
Delve into the shadows of the mind. With Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Researchers were doing some thinking and researching of prehistoric cave paintings. According to new archaeological study from Tel Aviv University, published in the Journal of Archaeology, Consciousness, and Culture, they say that many of the prehistoric cave paintings are located in halls or in narrow passages deep in the interior. Navigable only by artificial light. And so they simulated the effect of torches on oxygen concentrations in these narrow passages.
Got it.
And they showed that the oxygen quickly decreased to levels known to induce a state of hypoxia. Hypoxia increases the release of dopamine in the brain, resulting in hallucinations and out-of-body experiences. And so entering these deep, dark environments was a conscious choice motivated by an understanding of the transformative nature of an underground, oxygen-depleted space, allowing early humans to maintain their connectedness with the cosmos, man.
Well, it sounds like all
they were getting high this way.
This is why the war on drugs doesn't work, because we're always, since day one,
getting
trying to catch a buzz. Right.
And painting.
And painting, too.
Doing artistic, right. Getting high and doing artistic
Dude,
stuff, man.
Does that look like an animal?
It is human nature to seek an altered state of consciousness.
Always, always.
And I get connected with the cosmos, dude.
So there's been a war on sobriety forever.
Yeah, and I hate that.
I thought hypoxia was the stuff you got when you went to altitude.
However, you're deprived of oxygen.
Either way, you're being deprived of oxygen.
Okay, because I've never been deprived enough of oxygen to catch a buzz just by going to the mountains.
Todd's going to be lighting torches and going in caves, because you're always curious about the next new drug, Todd.
What were they painting?
Well, now I'm
curious. Old cave paintings, right. It's animals or people, whatever it is.
Dude, but they didn't get more.
Dude, check it out.
Elaborate.
As they got more further into the cave.
More colors, dude.
Yeah.
I want to know how many feet above sea level before I start catching a buzz due to lack of oxygen.
Just grab a torch, go into a cave.
Because the problem with the lack of oxygen thing is it can kill you.
Right.
Yeah.
There's that.
Yeah.
I'm guessing there's been some dead caveman laying in the hole there.
Well,
the
and ask ask our old friend. I can't believe I'm having a brain fart on his name. The people that do the breath play.
Sex. Dick the Dominator.
Right. That's right. They do breath play. That's the same type of thing.
Right. Choke me till I'm about to,
Yes.
So if you saw a caveman going in with a torch and a toad about to lick it, got his paints under his arm, have fun, man.
The doctor's meeting is going to tell us not to go into a cave with a torch now. Damn it.
She's
such a buzzkill, isn't she?
Yeah.
I think if I'm reading this right, Todd, you need to get to up above like 16,000 to 20,000 feet before hypoxia would kick in.
Gee, that depends upon how you're built, too. I mean, there's a lot of people that climb like Kilimanjaro, close to 20,000 feet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people go, ascend Everest without oxygen.
Aren't they mostly Sherpa?
Yeah. A lot of them die, too.
But I think a lot of them. Most of them use oxygen.